And back with Mike, in our discussion, I asked you a question. Do you feel more in control of the quality of your health today than before you started your program?
Oh, most definitely.
So when I say you'll learn how to get control, this is something I actually follow through on.
Oh, yes. But the people who join the program have to be willing to make changes.
They have to be willing to make changes.
Yes.
But if you want to change, if you want to, address the symptoms that you were talking about, these progressively worsening, bloody noses and, relatively lifelong allergies and et cetera, you can't keep doing the things you were doing.
That's it. But, you have to work. It doesn't come easy.
It doesn't come easy.
No. I mean, it's like we say, you have to cut out every food you've ever liked. Not everything, but I mean, the things that have caused the issues for so long have been part of your life.
Right.
And, to have to give up something that, it was always nice and easy to just reach for a little bag of M&Ms or something.
Well, has it been worthwhile?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. I wouldn't go back.
And why? I mean, this is something we were talking about. This kind of gets us to the issue. And why is it that it's worthwhile to you, that you wouldn't go back? I mean, what makes that so?
Well, I feel better all the way around. I sleep better at night. I've got more energy during the day. I don't have all the issues with the health. I mean, why would I want to go back to the way I was?
Great, Mike. So I think it kind of brings home the importance of finding the individual's specific nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing. Wouldn't you say?
Oh yes, a lot of the people that my wife works with have seen the results that have occurred in her. She didn't push or preach to any of them, and she's had quite a few of them come to your office. And as I see them come and go, in the afternoons as they leave work while I'm waiting to pick her up, I can see the physical changes in them.
Isn't that amazing?
Just as they walk away, yeah.
And each of them are not doing exactly the same thing.
Oh, no, they're all on different programs.
Right, right. And that's the key. It's individualized nutritional programs. That's the key to success. So when you're spending your money and you're spending your time, and if you're going to have to change your habits or your diet, you might as well change to one that actually fits you and works.
Yeah, and, I used to laugh because I could eat popcorn and I could eat ice cream. I could do this while my wife was struggling to meet her little dietary needs. And now that we've switched, she actually gets to eat more than I get. So she just kind of laughs at me now.
And just because we can do a thing obviously doesn't mean that we should. Right. And the one of the things that I've always admired about you is the fact that you were as skeptical as you were, but you were open to something new, and you actually took it and you did it. You said, this Rosen guy, he talks, seems like he talks a good game. Let's see if it's for real.
It worked. You proved it.
We proved it. And why? It's because my sense of certainty is essentially about knowing that the body's ability to heal itself is pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. And so when you've got symptoms, the symptoms are not the issue. The symptoms are just an indication that things are going cattywampus, right?
If you're showing symptoms, you're already beyond normal.
And that's any symptom now, you understand. Any symptom. It means that and if you were to use prescription medications or surgery in your case, what result?
You just mask it.
Right.
The symptoms, if you're showing, that's your body telling you that, hey, I can't fix it anymore. Now something's wrong.
and so the whole model of finding a miracle cure, like some sort of drug or something like that, to deal with these symptoms is really totally, as far as I'm concerned, in left field.
Well, yeah, and if you want proof of that, just look at the side effect warnings on any of the drugs that are out there. they're worse than what they're trying to fix. Yeah, we've all been ingrained that, you know, you got to take drugs to fix the problems. And, you know, your approach is, what is the underlying problem?
Right.
You know, not how do you mask the symptoms.
Right, right. And so what would you recommend as far as the testing is concerned? So you come to a talk, and I mean, what would you say to folks out there?
I would recommend both. You know, go see his talk, and then go get yourself tested. Find out what's bothering you. You know, I hear so many people complain about ailments, and
you've got a colleague, right?
Yeah, you know, he told me he couldn't fit into any of his jeans, and you know, he started seeing what I was eating for breakfast. So he'd say, "Well, what's good?" And I'd say, "Well, you know, have a nice hard boiled egg, and you know, maybe just a cup of coffee and or cottage cheese or something," and he would immediately add bagel and donut and everything else to it. So he wasn't willing to knock off what was causing his weight problems, but you know, he realizes it's working for me, but he's not willing to make a change yet.
What is that? Can you explain that to me? I mean, what do you think it is?
Inconvenience.
Ah, so that gets to my last point, and that is that good health is inconvenient.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot easier just to go out and grab that donut that you never could pass up than to maybe go somewhere else and find something you can actually eat.
One last word of advice to folks out there. One last word of advice, Mike. I really appreciate your spending the time this weekend. Go ahead. One last word of advice.
Last word of advice is follow through with, you know, a program. Change what you're doing, because if it's not working for you now, you need to go to something that is.
There you go. Mike, thank you so much for your second, actually, appearance on the show. I really, really very much appreciate it. And I'm so pleased that you've been able to, you know, improve your health. I mean, you're just, and you know, you're fun to be with. It's just, it's very exciting for me.
Okay, thanks, Paul.